SBS Radio.
Wadamali, I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is NITV Radio. Open Hands, it's a new exhibition from Tarnady, which is a celebration of contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art, and is on at the Art Gallery of South Australia. Multidisciplinary artist Naomi Hobson features in the exhibition and shares her life through the lens from her local community of Cowan in Cape York. Naomi's photography documents what life is really like in her images of young people from the Cowan community. A short time ago, I caught up with Naomi Hobson and first started off by asking Naomi, how did you pull together such a big and unique creative project? And where do you start?
You know, I started taking photographs. I started working for the Land Trust. As an artist, you always have to look, you know, I don't know what other artists don't have a part-time job. So I started working for the Land Trust part-time, and they had me going out on country taking photos of the mob looking after it. And then it sort of developed from there. I started to take the camera out of work and into the community and just photographing the mob every day, life in the community. And it was the youth, the young people that sort of really stood out for me. They came across much more loud and proud, and they're a colourful bunch of my community. And I guess it sort of led down the track to photographing, the youth were being photographed more often, and I guess they, you know, young people these days, they love technology. They all have a camera and an iPhone or a phone that has a camera on it, and they embraced that. They loved. They wanted to get their stories told, I guess.
What was the story that you wanted to share with a wider audience about the young people from your community of Cowan?
So I guess self-discovery, you know, black identity around my youth in my community. You know, I guess more than ever we need to embrace our young people. The world needs to see who they really are. And, you know, it's about them being proud of who they are, where they come from, their heritage, their identity, you know, their individuality, what they believe in, their passions, their dream. And I guess that's what my photographs tell the story of them, a journey on self-discovery of who they are, their black identity, their heritage, where they come from, who they are as young black Indigenous Australians, I guess.
Now, we are radio. I'm wondering, are you able to describe how big these photographs are and how they will be displayed?
So I think there are 108 centimetres by 78, I think. And so they will be displayed, a digital print, they will be displayed in the Art Gallery of South Australia. They're part of the Open Hands Tarnady Art Festival. That's happening. That opens in the next week, I believe. And so, everyone will get to go into the art gallery and see them up in lights on in display.
And what do you want people who are going to view your work? What do you want them to take home from viewing your photographs?
I guess to accept our young people for who they are. I feel that there's not proper representation and their stories are not being told and heard properly. You know, there's a lot of negativity that you see about our young youth, especially our young men in the media. And, you know, I don't think the rest of the country is allowing them to be who they really are and to see what they're, you know, that these are young people who have big dreams. If only our country give them the opportunity to allow them to be themselves and to flourish, you know. I see my young people every day in community, and they're a talented bunch, and they're so gifted, and they've got a lot to offer society and the world if only our country allows them to be themselves and be proud of who they are, their identity, their Indigenous heritage. And I want, yeah, it's hard for Indigenous kids to be themselves these days, especially our teens. There is a lot of pressure and expectations, and on top of that, discrimination for who they are. So I guess it's allowing them to grow into the person that they want to be.
And I'm wondering, do you see yourself doing more of this photography work from your community into the future, Naomi?
It hasn't stopped. I mean, I take my camera everywhere with me. I'm still employed by the land trust up here. And, you know, my job is to go out and take pictures of the mob working on country and looking after it. And then I take it into the community. And everyone embraces that. They know that the real story of them and who they are isn't told properly. And the cameras are a great medium to share their story. Now I carry my camera everywhere with me. And the community, they embrace that. And they're comfortable around me, you know, taking photos of them or being a part of their, moments, at birthday parties or celebrations, awards, or just being themselves, at family gatherings.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.